As you're holding on Daf Yud, so Mishnah says, we already saw this quoted before, Rabbi Shoshim Archashon, Sholin is a Gishamim, Ring Leo Omer, Bishivabo, Tesvav Yom Achar, Hachag, De Shagia Achron, Shibisrael, Nahar Pras. So that's the first point of the day of the Chashivas of Aliyah Leregel. So Amr Blazar Lachram Leo, Tani Hanani Omer, Vagola, Shishim Bit Gufa, so the Gola, which for them meant Bavel, so you have a 60-day delay. Amr Vuna Barchia, Amr Shmua, Lachi Hanania, Yini v'habal mina mishmul meimas midkavina and v'sein talu matar amlehu michim aili tzibi lebei tavos rishba. So if you knew what that meant, you know, that would be helpful. So thank God for Rashi. So Rashi explains, misha shemachnisim etzim laotzar latzorechim osagashamim. Okay. Time that people start bringing in the woods because they know the rains are coming. And when the tzayedei ofos don't place their traps anymore. Okay. So Dilma v'idi idi v'idi chad shiuruhu. So who knows? Maybe that they do it 60 days into Tkufa. So yibayelahu yom shishim kelifne shishim, and you don't say it. Oh, kilachar shishim. Tashma ravam yom shishim kilachar shishim. You start saying the same talamata the bracha one day earlier. Shmuel amar yom shishim kelifne shishim. Amrav nachor yitzchak v'simaneich. Ilai ba'umaya, so Rashi is two days, either Ilai because Rav was originally from Eretz Yisrael, so Eretz Yisrael is Gavoa Mikol Aratzos, Titoi lo ba'umaya, the ones from the Gola, Shmuel, so he didn't necessarily want water just as much. Amar Papa Hilchasa Yom Shishim Kalachar Shishim, so we'll start right then and there. Tosa says that's how we paskin also, Bechini Ma'davar. V'yom tekufa maschil. That's exactly when one starts. Higia shivasar ma'cheshvan lo yardu gesham mischilu ayichid misanim shloshet hanios ochlim v'shosim mishchasheicha. It's not Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. V'mitarim b'malacha rachitza sicha nilas asando tash v'shamita. Higia rosh chodesh kislev lo yardu gesham bezden gozer and shalosh hanios alatzibur ochlim v'shosim mishchasheicha v'mitarim b'malacha rachitza sicha nilas asando tash v'shamita. So you have here the second major theme for the day, which is the Yechidim. They take a greater degree of seriousness in terms of the Tzarchei Tzibor. They take it upon themselves. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about that. So man Yechidim aravuna rabbanan. So who else should it be? Should it be the rabbis? The rabbis have, they're not aloof. They're not living in an ivory tower. They have a greater hischaivos in terms of the tzaras harabim. That's a very important gemara. Amar Rav Huna yechidim misanim shlosha taniyos sheni chamishi v'sheni mai kamashul and tanina in gozer and tainis ala tzibar betchila v'chamishi shelo lafkia sasha'arim. In English, the phrase shelo lafkia sasha'arim is you don't want to spook the markets. Okay, you don't want to spook the markets. You don't want to cause unrest in the economy by saying something. If the chairman of the Federal Reserve says, we're meeting, we may have a discussion about a discussion, about a meeting to discuss. Perhaps we might, in a certain situation, as one of the many possible outcomes of the meeting, raise the interest rates, right? All of a sudden, panic. Shalom lafkia asas sha'arim, because if you go there at Tainis and Chamishi, then the Motzei at Tainis, people are shopping for Shabbos, people are shopping because they're hungry after the Tainis, the store owners are going to think there's a run on food, the markets are going to be spooked. People, it's going to be a sell-off. Capital markets are going to freeze. The banks are going to go down. So you don't want any of that to happen. Sholav kias hasha'arim. So hello, shalosh taniyos harishoni sheni v'chamishi v'sheni ma'u desei mahani milei tzibur aval yachid lo. That the taniyos of the yechidim are not really predicated and paralleled on this paradigm of the taniyos of tzibur kamashmalan taniyam yachik sheishchilo yechidim misanos mas misanim sheni chamishi v'sheni umavsikin rashi chadashim mikal v'chomer and yamim tovim maksum megillat tainus. Okay, so it's interesting. Again, we have three points so far for the day. Again, the chashivas of the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, that no matter how important gishamim is, we have to encourage people, not just on the way there, but on the way back. Remember, we compare that to the Gemara in Erevin about the people who go to fight on the Sfar, on the border, which is the basis of Moshe's Tshuva about the doctors. So again, the chashivas of aliyah l'regel, number two, the responsibility that the rabbanim have to take for the tzarchei atzibor. Number three, that halacha put a value, shalolav kiyas hasha'arim, on economic stability. We don't want economic destabilization. So Tanu Rabbanan al yomer adam talmid ani, eni roi li os yachid ala kol tamidei chachamim yechidim. So a person shouldn't be overly concerned about Yohara in this case, but we'll say not just the Rabbanan, but all the Talmidei Chachamim should be amongst the Yachid. Ezu Yachid ve'ezu Talmud. So Yachid, kol she'roi l'nosa parnas ala tzibur, Talmud kol she'shol l'nosa devar halacha b'limudo, ve'omer avi afilo b'masachas kala. So even in the masachos that aren't formally part of Shas. An interesting hayara for the day is that Rashi says that the chashash yohara here, nira migase haruach, utznan kol sheruach habiyos nocha heimenu, ruach hamakom nocha heimenu. So Rashi gives us a nice little phraseology and way to think about yohara, that this is not going to be pleasing to Hashem, because if it's not ruach habiyos nocha heimenu, then it won't be ruach hamakom nocha heimenu. I like that very much. So Rashi, and that's a fourth hayara for the day. Tosfos raises an issue. It sounds like the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos and Kuf Yudalet has a different definition of what qualifies as a Talmud. So Tosfos says that there are basically two dinim of what qualifies as a Yochid and what qualifies as a Talmud. You have to just know which one you're talking about. So the last few lines of this Tosfos of Ezao Yochid, so he presents the Kasha, and he says the following. Yeshlomer de Yeshchelik b'Talmud adavka k'sherav b'lo makom echar v'chol ha-Talmid emetzlo Zeshol Rabbi Masha Hu's Lomid, Vizeshol Mimakum Acher, Vosa Rabbi Yodela Hashe, Vachal Tamidim, Vachal Echad, Vachad, Kefishe Lasso, Vafilu Bemasech Tatala, Zehu Yochid, Da Adif Mitalmid, Da Hacha. Okay, so that is the kind of a Yochid. Again, the Rav who comes and everybody asks from whatever they're learning. We'll get to a little bit of historical piece of that in a second. He knows the answers. That's what we mean by Yochid. Right, v'nikra talmid hasam. So over there, the Gemara in Shabbos, that person is called a talmid. V'perek eluk sharem, oso vaday roi l'mnoso parnas ala tzibur. V'lamenu yodei lahashe v'lmasechta shalom, nikra gamkein talmid umizeh mayri hacha. Okay, so basically, Gemara in Tainus's definition of what a talmid is, kol shal sholin oso dvar halacha v'limudo v'yomer v'afilu b'masechta v'chala, so that would be described as a yachid in Shabbos. So when Tosfos used the expression "el b'masechta shelo," that's how the Balei HaTosfos used to learn, right? That was their whole style of learning. So people would have expertise. So the way that this was done was okay. So say Prager, you're Zvachim. Rotlat, you're Menachos. Agis, Yevamos, and they'd be learning whatever the Gemara is, and you were like really it was specialization. So. You know, this Gemara seems to contravene something in Zvachim. Prager throws the red flag. Okay, they hit the stop clock. So what's the flag? He says, you know, Kasha, Tema, Daminan, Hasam. And then they would discuss it. So that's how they were able to generate the dialectical method of study to say, no, this Gemara isn't really like that Gemara. It's describing a different fact pattern. This Gemara isn't really like that Gemara because they're making different assumptions. It's Aliba de Rav, that's Aliba de Shmuel, it's Aliba de Abaye, it's Aliba de Rava. Talmud over here doesn't mean what Talmud over there means. That's what the Balei HaTosfos did. There was a big project that they had. This is Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik's life's work, is to point out, as to unify the entire Gemara, to say, no, the Gemara is one cohesive unit, so you just have to know what's the assumption in each and every sugya. Okay, so that seems like totally obvious to you, but it wasn't so obvious before the days of the Balei HaTosfos. Very good. So that's what they mean. Avalimeni yodei lahashiv l'masechta shelo. So that's also a Talmud, just not what's being referred to as a Talmud in this Gemara. Tanu Rabbana lo kol ha'rotze la'asos atzmo yachid osa. Talmud osa divi Reb Meir. Reb Yossi Omer osa v'zachor l'tov. Anybody wants to sign up to be nitzdar b'tzaras atzibor, Areza Meshuvach, Zachar Latov. The Vishen Shevach Ulo, he's not, being a braggadocio. El Tsar Ulo, he's signing up for Tsar. Right? Tani Idach Lokal Arotz Lasso Satsum Yachid Ose, Talmud Ose, the Rib Shem Belaz, the Rib Shem Goli Omer, Bamed Devarim Amburim, Medavar Shel Shevach. Aval Bedavar Shel Tsar, also Vizachar Latov, Shen Shevach Ulo, El Tsar Ulo. Somebody who's willing to again, Binid Star Alat Tzibur, it's not really a Yohara, because remember we talked a lot about Yohara this year. So he might be doing something that other people aren't doing. It's one definition of Yohara, but he's certainly not ascribing to himself any unique properties, any unique, I have a greater kavana than anybody else. So Tanu Rabbanu Mishe Yimisana Latzara Avra Alachola V'Nisrape Hareza Misana U'Mashlam. So this is the famous Rashi. The Meshech Chachma really called out. The Rashi says, "Yeah, Alachola V'Nisrape Huadini Meisa Chola Boi L'Kiyume Nidro." He has to keep his neder, and the Meshech Chachma says it's wrong. It's not correct. You see, by David, and it's all this is not really a neder. It's not a neder. It's not like saying I'm going to give tzedakah. So in other words, it leaves the wrong impression. So that's Shitas Rashi. Again, it's a very controversial thing. Right, that's a basic halacha of makom shenichnas l'sham. Because of his Kabbalah Satinus, Tosa says, "Halach makom shemisan, makom shemisan, harayin misan umashlim." Right, so loshna day to lach, so loshna day to lach, so hove kibul avatinus. Your Kabbalah Satinus is going to be machria. Okay, so shachach lach, v'shasla yisrab ifnei tzibur. Abaye Shein Shomim Bo Kol Torah Balayla is a Roy Lisarif Shanim Nemar Vayhema Holchim Vidavar Vinei Rochev Rechavesh Excuse Me Vesusayesh Vayafridu Bein Shneihem. This is the parting scene between Elisha and Elio. So Taima Dika Dibur Halaka Dibur Reuyin Lisarif. So Lokasha Halamigros Haliyune. So one answer is that Yosef was telling them, don't get too involved in Migol Lahotzi, because that's going to lead to problems along the way. But in terms of the Migras, to say over a nice Dvar Torah, and nothing wrong with that, the Balei Tosfos take a different approach. They say, well, the issue is, if you're going to talk about sports, you might as well talk about Torah. But you really want to focus on the road, because there's a list in Baderech. So then if you're silent, so then that's already, you're already involved in the mitzvah of Nishmaratim Bodin Nafshar Seichem. Masnisa Tamal Tav Siyup Siyu Gasa. You should come to the city and only leave the city when it's daytime. So in Bavel, they thought the reason that you shouldn't eat too much on a trip is that it's going to be a problem for your digestive tract. So in the Israel, they said the issue was you're afraid you're going to run out of food. So if you're in a boat, so we're not as concerned about the arduous nature of the trip because you're just a passenger, so we're not concerned about digestive problems, but we will be concerned about supply issues. That is something that we would be concerned about. Hinami de ka'azol me'avna le'avna. So, if you're going to a place where there's a lot of food, mikfar le'kfar, Rashi explains, so you shouldn't be so concerned about supply. So, papa kol parso parso ochol chada rifta kasavra misha ma'ayana. So, Rav Papa would eat all the time. Rav Papa, Rashi explains, was Balbasar, and he was not concerned about the impact that it would have on his digestive tract because he was used to handling this this level of caloric intake. Kolamari v'atzma b'shnei ravon itzal mimisa mishuna shenemar bi-ra'av, in the ra'av, padlecha mimaves, he redeemed you from death. So meira of mi boile. So you mean bira. Lachik kamar bischar shemar vatsam b'shnei rabon. Nitzal mimisa mishuna. Rashi defines a misa mishuna as anything but kederech kol adam al mitasa. So that's important in terms of the definition. Halachically speaking, what do we mean when we say misa mishuna? Amar Reish Lakish asher l'adam l'shamish mitasa b'shnei rabon. Shenemar liyosef yilad shnei vanim b'terem tevo shnas harav. Tosa says basically this is Amidas Chasidus, it's not Meikar Hadin. This is not Kamina. Certainly in March and April when there's a kind of pandemic going on. So this is an issue that is discussed. La'alacha. So Tosa says here, very important. So Yeshlomer de l'chulei alma lo havi osa l'mishay rotsa l'negatzim of the Chasidus, Yesif l'shimesh, el'ashar b'nei Adam shimshu. Okay. So Tana Chasuche Bonim Misham Shem Mitoseim Bishnei Ravon if they're Mikayim Piriyah Virivya, so that certainly makes a lot of sense according to the Baal Yatosus. You're not going to impose and Midas Chasidus is not a Chomra, but it is Asili De Kula in Mitzvah Chamura B'Yoser, namely Peru Urivu. Tana Rabbanim Bisman Shem Yisrael Shriyan Bitzar U'Pirish Echa Mehen Boin Shnei Malachi Hashare Shem Alavin Lola Adam. So again, here you have the roots of that famous Rambam that a Porish Natzibur is by definition somebody who's not concerned for the suffering of the community. Harog bakar, excuse me, shchotzon, echol basar shesos yain, echol v'shaso ki machar namus, maksiv basrei, v'negla b'osnei Hashem tzivakos im yichupare avon azeh lachem ad temusun. Ad kan midas b'ino. Nemo, midas v'shoi maksiv basayu ekcha yain v'nezba'a, right again, from Zolel v'sovei, sovei yain, sheichar, v'aya kaze yom machar, maksiv basrei, hatzadik avad v'enish, Samalev, Kimikne Habra, Neesaf, Hatzadik, Ella Yitzar Adam, Matsmo, Yimatibor, Shekin, Masina, Bemosha, Rabbeinu, Shatir Hatsum, Matsibor, Shanab, Redeem, Moshe, Chavedim, Baikhu, Evan, Raisimutachtav, Vayeshev Aloha, Vahilo, Hoyel, the Moshe, Karacha, Sokasasacha, Sleshev Aloha, Lakacha, Mermesha, Ho, Yisrael, Shriyan Bitzar, Af Ani, Eye, Imahim Bitzar, even though it was on the top of the mountain, it was out of harm's way. V'chol mitzar atzmai matzibur, zol chavirov v'nechmas atzibur. V'shama yomar odam mimeyid. Right, so who's going to testify against me? Sa'avno beiso shal adam, v'koriz v'shol shal adam, midem bo shenemar, kievin mikir tizak, v'chapayim me'eitz yanena. Devei Reb Sheila Imri, shnei malachi ashareis ha'malavin lo adam, hein midin lav shenemar, ki malachov yitzav aloch. Reb Yechid gomer nishmasho shal adam, hi me'ida lav shenemar. This is what we would call you know, your conscience. Mishal Cheves Chekecha Shemar Pischei Picha. V'yishomir Meivarev Shaladam Eden Bo Shenemar Atem Eidai Ne'um Hashem. So again, a very strong impetus that you see in the Gemara that a person has to know what it means to be Mitzayer himself with the Tzibur. To go back to what we said earlier today, that the people who are most responsible to have a sense of the suffering of the tzibur are the rabban. Those are the yechidim. The more involved the person is in Torah, right, it's not then that they're permitted to be disinterested in the welfare of the tzibur, but adarabba, they have a greater obligation to yechidim isanim. Now, it's like Shevet Levi, according to the Rambam. Everybody can become an honorary member of Shevet Levi, or Mishpatach Liyakov, Saras Chal Yisrael. So there's nothing askance about somebody saying, you know, I think it's the right thing to do, that the yechidim are misanim, so we're not going to stop them. On the contrary, you know, zachar l'tov, harezem meshubach. But for a rabbi to not manifest a very profound concern about the tzaras harabim would be undermining the very category itself. That's the part of the definition of being involved in Torah leadership is to be very, very deeply concerned about the tzaras harabim. There's a greater need for care and for empathy, you know, in that sphere. Okay, so again, a couple of really important points that came up. We talked about Shitas Rashi,
where he says the tainis is a version of a neder, and therefore it's like tzedakah, that no matter what the outcome is, you have to go ahead and be mashlem. We already know that the Ar Sameach is cholek on that point. It sounds like the Rambam is cholek on that point as well. But that was the Shitas Rashi. We talked about earlier the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid in terms of what it would mean to ever interrupt the Tainus and for any particular purpose. Are we going to make a mechalik between the Yachid and the Rabbim, Kishamim, and everything else in that connection? We talked about what the definition of a Misa Mishuna is today. We talked about Havkah Sha'arim, of trying to do things that will project financial and market stability. It's an important idea in the halacha, is that we want the sha'arim to be consistent. We want consistency in prices. We don't want fluctuations that are going to disturb the markets themselves. So we talked a little bit again about Aliyah LeRegel, Sholin as Hagishamim, Mishiva B'mar Cheshvan, that being the critical time point. So, and a very, very significant mitzvah that we're willing to hold off on Sheilas Gishamim until we're sure, Ad Shehi, Ben Hagolah Acharon Shehigil in our pras. So I just wanted to conclude with that. Think about this for a second. You know, sometimes we have tensions between the diaspora the Jews of Eretz Yisrael. It's an unfortunate thing. Recent years, we've had a number of halachic issues where there's a tension. It's been in Yanei Giyur, some other areas as well. It's not the way that it's supposed to be. So you see that the halacha here is that even in Eretz Yisrael, they shouldn't ask for rain for themselves. What's more important for Eretz Yisrael than rain? But they're not allowed to start asking for rain for themselves until the last Jew from Bevel was Magiad Nahar Pras. Because there's a recognition that Eretz Yisrael isn't just for the people who live there, but Eretz Yisrael is for all of Klal Yisrael. And the mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel, that these people are, that's extremely important. So policies in Eretz Yisrael should do their best to reflect what's good for Klal Yisrael, not just the Jews of Eretz Yisrael. So on the one hand, it's a bit of a dialectic, right? I think Gemara in Horios, we've talked about very many times, right? The Pasuk talks about Kahal. So Klal Yisrael Be'eretz Yisrael Ikrei Kahal, Klal Yisrael Bechutz La'aretz Lo Ikrei Kahal. That might be true in terms of the sense of being counted towards those institutions, the Parhelem Dever Shel Tzibor, etc. But the truth of the matter is that Eretz Yisrael should be taking into account the needs of those Jews who make it their business to be Ola LeRegel, so they shouldn't ignore them. So I think there's a message there as well.